Hi, this is Chrysanthia, and welcome to All Things Glam from Head to Toe with your host, Chrysanthia. Okay, so this week we are going to talk about, I am going to talk about my latest two finds. I found a vintage Versace Medusa handbag. And how many know how glorious that Versace handbags are? They're just beautiful. It's spectacular, actually. They're a work of art, and Gianni Versace always thought all of his fashion items should be adornments. So that's how he made his handbags, in the same fashion. So sometimes too, and it was like, I think about that, how cool this is, you know. I kind of just threw in a pair of jeans and a t-shirt and a pair of flip-flops, and I grabbed my crossbody, Versace crossbody, and it had beautiful Grecian chains on them. And I just thought, I don't need anything with this bag. I am just put together already with the bag and with the outfit. It looked just so beautiful together. And I just want to applaud Gianni Versace for his beautiful masterpieces of collections and just the integrity of their product. It's just so on point. And for people out there that may not be handbag users, well, I'm sure you are. Most women use a handbag, but most people are not into the handbags the way other women are into the handbags. And you may think that the other half is kind of crazy because we want the really nice Burberry bags and the Prada and the Fendi and whatnot. Well, it's because we like the integrity of the product, the way it's made, the beauty of the brass and the silver, and they don't spare anything. So when you're paying that high of an item, high-end item, you want to make sure that you're receiving the quality that goes behind it. That's why I am so opposed to any kind of replicas. I can't stomach them. As a matter of fact, they're so cheesy. Really, anybody who spends their money on them, really, just go get yourself a lower-end handbag and just be done with it, instead of trying to make yourself look like you have a high-end handbag for the status of it. I don't buy for the status of the handbag. I buy for the actual beauty of the product and just how gorgeous it is. And anyhow, so my latest handbag that I did just pick up, besides the Versace, was a Prada. And I tend to scout the internet from high and low till I find what I'm looking for at a reasonable price that I'm willing to pay, and also a price that I'll be able to recoup if I decide to put it back on the market. And sometimes I like to keep something for a couple of months and then bye-bye. I realize I'm not using it. It's too big for me. I don't really want it. Sometimes you like something on the internet, but when you actually get it, it's not what you're thinking. So I thank God for the last two handbags I got. I am definitely, these are keepers that I don't want to sell. Actually, the last three bags. So I've been, three for three right now, and I'm very, very happy. And I actually scored a Marc Jacobs stand bag for 86 puny dollars on the internet, because the person selling it didn't even realize what they were selling. They sold tools and vintage pottery, so they didn't even realize what they had, that it was such a great collectible. And it's a vintage original. So, yeah, that's not going anywhere except for my closet in its original dust bag. So I cleaned it up a little bit, polished it up. I always polish my bags with my little polishing cloth. That's a huge thing to do, because, sometimes you get this brass, and even though it looks okay, when you polish it up, it looks like another planet. So anyhow, that's my big rant for today. And my big baby right now in front of me is my little Prada, and it is the most beautiful silver metallic Prada, and it's ruched, and it's the Gaufrier bag, I believe that's how you pronounce it. It's French. So they just know how to really put out a beautiful product, and I just applaud them. So anyhow, that's my big rant. I'm a handbag lover, and I just can't. I think I could just rotate them and rotate them, but I do have my keepers, and anyhow, as long as I can retail them in the end, it's all good. Anyhow, that's my rant for this weekend. If you have any new bags or any new products or any new tips that you have, give me a shout out. I'd love to hear from you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.